So, was it your dad that first opened Twinings in 1706?
he's a healthy age, I have to say, and very well. But I'm happy to be the 10th generation of the
family. Oh, 10th generation. Yeah, that sort of spans it out a bit more, doesn't it?
It does.
My word. Well, what an honour to carry it on. Were you always going to carry it on, the Twinings tradition?
Absolutely. We were doing a geography project at school, and the subject was India. And, of course, the British can't talk in the same way as the Kiwis can't talk about India without talking about tea. And the geography master knew the connection between my name and what Dad did. And could I get some tea samples? And of course, Dad was happy to provide. And at the end of it was, I guess, the last lesson of term. It was a sort of lesson when it's not too serious. The master decided it would be fun to do a tea tasting. And all my classmates, of course, were amazed that tea could be green or it could have this flavour or that flavour, depending on where it had come from. It's got its flavour because I think, well, 8-year-olds didn't really know much about tea anyway, apart from this one.
That would be quite a unique 8-year-old.
Yeah. Well, and then I just decided, well, if an unfair judgment with hindsight, that if they were a representative group of the British and maybe the wider world, that there was a lifetime that was fruitfully spent teaching people about this wonderful drink.
And good on you for doing it. Well, let's pour one, and as we continue
for
the
sure.
chat.
Well, are you going to take, this is Ceylon Orange Pekoe, are you going to take this with milk or without?
Without milk.
Okay.
Though I don't mind it with milk, it's just I think that with the orange, the hint of orange, I will go sans milk.
Yes. Now, you see, orange pekoe is one of those trade terms that should never have been allowed out of the tea tray. It is just a description of a tea leaf. It's a tea leaf size. So Sri Lankan tea, Ceylon tea, has a citric character because that is the growing conditions that it produces. So, yeah, no, don't expect to find a hint of oranges in here because... Right. We didn't put it in because it is
the
size of tea leaf.
It?
Yes. So I mean, yes, there are all sorts of terms in the tea industry.
But I like the exotic idea of, you know, Ceylon. It's, and I know you've got like Darjeeling tea here, and there's what is it, Russian caravan?
One of the old favourite teas of the Tsars, China tea taken by camel caravan into Russia. How do you want to try your tea?
I'll try it straight, thanks.
Just take it straight.
Neat.
Well, apart from thinking that maybe this is probably quite a nice time to visit to New Zealand, and we've probably fooled you a bit with our weather, it's not been the best. But why are you here? What do we owe this honour?
Well, in my previous visits, it has been suggested to me that, yes, English breakfast is a great cup of tea, Irish breakfast is a great cup of tea, but New Zealand is a big tea-drinking country. You love your tea down here. But why don't you have a New Zealand breakfast tea, for example? So we thought... And we've never done this anywhere else in the world. This is the first time we've maybe the last time. But we are going to ask the New Zealand people, your listeners, to get involved and suggest to us what the New Zealand blend should be.
So is there a challenge going on?
If you like, a competition, yes. Mm-hmm. So if you go to twinings.co.nz.
And it's Twinings with one N. T-W-I-N-I-N-G-S.